I played it here a day or two ago. Seth Rogen going off at the Emmys. Did you see this? Seth Rogen gets out there and he just starts making this big deal. I can't believe all these people in the room. What are we doing here? This was supposed to be outside. We're in a hermetically sealed, blah, 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 blah. Well, Seth, if it's such a problem, the door's over there. Leave. Why are you sitting there, you know, bumping your gums, making a big deal? You're projecting all of that, you know, mist out of your mouth. You could be infecting the whole world. You could be a super spreader, Seth, of stupidity more than anything, but so it is. John Tamney is editor of Real Clear Markets, vice president of Freedom Works, and a senior economic advisor to Toronto Research and Trading as trtadvisors.com to find out more. Let's get started here. John, what about Seth Rogen? I mean, you must have seen this. It was so absurd. He's sitting there yelling and complaining about all these people in the room and how unsafe it is, and it's going to be. Then why are you there, Seth? I mean, that's my question.
Well, you know how the left tend to take private planes to conferences about how fossil fuel consumption is going to destroy the earth. There's a tendency within them to say that while they will preach certain lifestyles, they most certainly will not live them. And in a business largely based on looks, Seth Rogen excepted, generally it's the case.
Nice that, day. People I like that.
People who look that good don't want to cover up the beauty. I can't blame them. If I look like them, I would do the same thing. But it doesn't bode well if you're trying to convince people to wear masks.
Yeah, as my father would say when he was alive, it pays to advertise, right? I mean, show it. If you got it, you know, make it look good, right? There's the deal. And these are the pretty people that play make-believe for their jobs. That's what they do. They play make-believe for their jobs, right? Am I right or wrong? You laugh, but that they play make-believe.
Yeah, and they're brilliant at it. Right. What you and I know about what we do, they know about acting. I don't deny their genius. I just think that just as I wouldn't tell them how to act, they probably shouldn't tell us about policy.
Yeah, because they play make-believe and dress-up. Why do they become the experts on politics and policy? And the answer is they don't. Quite simply. And you look at the Hollywood elites, the COVID London breed, the mayor of San Francisco. She was just feeling the spirit when she was out dancing over the weekend. No mask, no anything. And how dare you micromanage her over mask mandates that she issued? That she issued. This is the hypocrisy that makes people go, what in the world is going on, right?
Well, yeah, and I'll just say that as an American, I'm always feeling the spirit, and as I see it, the mask should come off altogether. What goes for the mayor of San Francisco goes for me. But again, it just speaks to, you know this, I know this, they've never lived their alarmism. They've never lived what they claimed that has them terrified. There are different rules for them. You think back to AIDS. It was the same thing. Well, they wanted to make it all of our disease, but were they going to stop living a sybaritic, if that's the word, lifestyle? Of course not. And so it goes.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and give you 50 cents on that word. For those of you scoring at home, that's a 50-cent word. I appreciate that, John. Good to have you. John is the editor of Real Clear Markets. But let's be cut to the chase here. Joe Biden, on the rare occasions he is lucid, actually has been saying for some time that we would be getting booster shots by September 20th. And then the top people at the FDA, including Dr. Gruber, no relation, said, we're not doing that. We're leaving. In fact, if you try to force that on us, we're going to quit, right? Smart people, these Grubers. Keep that in mind. And they did. They walked out because they're trying to push politics into the science again, which makes everything, the whole thing is suspect. Am I wrong here, John? The whole thing, the number of people that have died because there's no consistent way to count, the number of people that have been sick because nobody is sure if the tests are cycling at the proper, it is a complete mess. If you're a statistician, you'd pull your hair out and call it a day, right or wrong?
Oh, yeah, there's no question you would, but let's always get back to first principles and explaining why it is such a mess. Central planning always and everywhere fails. These people, and let's be clear, it's both sides. You know, our side, when we were in power, we had Operation Warp Speed and all these national plans to fight the virus. It's as though the 20th century never happened. What you want every time is 330 million Americans trying different things. national plans fail because you're relying on the narrow knowledge of experts rather than the knowledge of the marketplace, which is just humanity itself. And so I'm not against the vaccines per se, but you better believe I'm against public-private partnerships to create them and create a number of doses and national plans to get people vaccinated. And so, you know, the fact that FDA people resigned, okay, but I've never understood the need of the FDA. I just feel like people should have the right to try things on the way to discovery.
Well, I don't mind I guess I'll differ from you in a bit here. I mean, I don't mind the FDA making sure that the components of a particular prescription drug are of high quality and clean. I know that a lot of the prescriptions we get supply chained out of China would never pass and don't pass FDA regulations because they just throw in whatever filler. I don't need that kind of pressure in my life. I got enough things going on. But I see your point. People should be able to try. If they believe that, well, for example, go back a few years, if marijuana made them feel better while they're undergoing chemotherapy, I don't care. I don't partake. But I don't care if they do that, right? I mean, that's where I am. Same place it sounds like you are.
That's right. Look, it goes back to AIDS. Remember when AIDS was spread, and you're old enough to remember that, and sure. There are all these national plans. Now, what you wanted precisely because it was such a killer is you wanted people, all the crackpots, devising new ways to potentially fight the virus. You want a diverse opinion on the matter. And you know, I would just say to you, what if the FDA didn't exist? Would CVS and Walgreens have an incentive to sell you something that might kill you? Would the drug companies? There's always going to be barriers to entry for new ideas, and that's good. You want what do the rich do for us? They're venture buyers. They bought the initial mobile phones. If you look at pharmaceuticals, rich people are the initial buyers of those two. They are offering
that's
to be
right.
The guinea pigs for new advances, and so. John, I don't want anyone getting in the way of these things.
Right. And, you know, it brings something else to mind that's been in the headlines recently. John Tammy here from Real Clear Markets, and this plays in. I don't think it's the government's charging stations around the country. The government didn't put gasoline stations around the country. I don't think they should be putting charging stations out there either, by the way. And I think this is what private enterprise would do. You know, Grand Central Station was built with private money. I mean, that's the way it is. The government didn't build all of these things back in the day. Private money did that because they saw an opportunity, not central planners. I'll give you the last
Absolutely.
Word.
Absolutely. Yeah, let's never forget that one of the biggest myths out there is that government created the internet, as though private enterprise wouldn't have come up with a way to reach customers more efficiently.
Right.
And, you know, I'll just close by saying that the challenge of national mandates on vaccines is they limit the ability of people to try different things and young people to just probably just go out and get the virus and attain natural immunity. And so we're seeing the predictable results of a central plan, I think, right now.
That's right. If I want to take ivermectin, because my doctor says he thinks it might have some effect on antiviral, anti-inflammatory properties that it does have, then I want to take that. It's not up to a governor or a mayor or anybody else to tell me whether or not I should do that. John Tammy, greatly appreciate you being here. I feel the spirit. I do. I feel the spirit every day here. Thank you.
Take that mask off.
There you go.
Thank you.
It's the Steve Gerber Show. We'll be right back.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
Hillsdale College serves four purposes: learning, character, faith, and freedom. Education and faith thrive in freedom, and freedom requires an educated people, a people of good character, to preserve it. Hillsdale College has been providing the education needed to preserve free government for over 175 years. It continues to provide that education today, not only to its 1,500 undergraduate and graduate students, but nationwide through its free online courses, its support of classical K-12 charter schools, and its other outreach efforts on behalf of liberty. Hillsdale's Articles of Association, dating back to 1844, commit the college to preserving the blessings of civil and religious liberty through the provision of sound learning. This learning includes the Constitution. Hillsdale's motto is pursuing truth and defending liberty since 1844. It will continue to fight to live up to that motto, come what may. Learn more at hillsdale.edu. That's hillsdale.edu.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.